joined by our postdoc motorcycle champion, Eddie Krawick, picking up his second U.S. Nationals victory. Entered the weekend, as the number one qualifier. And it's on a hot racetrack. You guys proved that the new Harley bikes that you're riding are very capable.
Yeah, they're definitely a lot better than the previous renditions that we've been running. We've been obviously struggling and switching chassis and going through this stuff as the season goes on. And really for us, we knew coming here we had to get our act together and really go back to basics, go back to what we know and go back to what we think was best. And, you know, I feel we made the right changes. We're still struggling a little early on, and we'll probably be making laps out here over the next few days trying to get stuff sorted out because we're not where we need to be in the front numbers. When you have other guys going 104 and 105 60 foots and you're going 107, 108, sometimes if your tune-up's a little off, you're just not going to get there. You know, fortunate for me, Andrew really put his head down there in that final round, looked at the tune-up and really nitpicked it. You know, he's the one that I think got the help there to make that bike motor on from 1,000 foot on and run big speed and run a good ET. You know, Matt also getting the thing at least to go 108 there in the final. Previous round, we went 110, so we knew we had to pick it up there. We had a great motorcycle, you know, all weekend long. We just needed to keep finessing it and get it better and better and better. So, you know, I couldn't be any prouder than my crew right that I got right now. You know, everybody that puts forth the effort in our program, it's been nonstop the last 2 weeks at our shop. And for it all to come together and to celebrate here with having half of our shop here, it's something special.
You know, just before you came up here, you're taking a walk with your wife and your daughter down the racetrack. Talk about, you know, the significance, not just of the Wally, but being able to do it surrounded by your family, like you just mentioned, and being able to literally walk down the racetrack and kind of reminisce about the weekend.
Yeah, when I won in 2014, my daughter Caden and I actually walked down the drag strip, and we were holding hands, and, you know, she was a few years younger. You know, kids, they get older, they just keep sprouting and growing up and growing up, and before you know it, they're adults, and they don't even want to hold your hand, but... You know, so we were walking down the track, and Mark captured a picture that, in my heart, is probably my all-time favorite picture, you know, walking down the track with my daughter. So my wife asked if we could recreate that and go back out there and do it again, and I was fortunate to have her in it this time. So, you know, to be able to go and celebrate as a family, win as a family, friends, everybody here, it's an awesome feeling. I have my nephew here, which is his birthday weekend. It was yesterday, and, you know, to celebrate with the Wally and go through all those, let's just say, emotions with everybody, it's an awesome deal. That I've said it every time I've been in here, NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing, it's more about family and friends than it is the racing. So, you know, this is a huge family out here. Yeah, we all may not know each other, we may not get along at times, but when push comes to shove, everybody's out here to support the sport and do the best they can.
Your dad was here as well, beaming all day, had his green hat on, starting with the starting line. Does he give you encouragement over the course of the day? Does he kind of stay in the background? What's your dad do when he's out at the racetrack with you?
I think he wants to stay in the background because if he does something that's going to tick me off, he doesn't want me yelling. No, it's a great support system that I have. It's my wife's the same way. She won't even come next to me during eliminations. I don't think we spoke more than 1 minute this whole day. But it's... I know having them here, it's their support and everybody that's behind me and pulling for me. And it's even extra special that all your team guys do that too. You know, it's a tight-knit group. And as you said, you know, my father supports me 100%, my wife, my daughter, everybody that's involved in our whole program. But the other side of it is everybody gets so nervous because they don't want to say anything or disrupt you or get you, you know, make you lose your mojo, I guess, to say it. But I feel I've had it all weekend long. I knew coming in here, you know, I had a good feeling. I had a great motorcycle. I knew what I had. I wasn't nervous one bit coming into Q1, popping the clutch. And when I got down there and both of us went an 82.5, me and Drew were just flat out excited. We were like, we're back. These guys are all in trouble. And we're gonna give them hell for the countdown.
You had just alluded to it a little bit, but, you know, it was such a well-rounded week. You were there for a while with Andrew. You tied with the lowest ET time, and then you kind of took it over Saturday night, and then you, through almost every round, you had the low ET time. How satisfying is it to have such a well-rounded weekend?
Well, It's when you have the confidence in your vehicle, it makes you that much better. Steve Torrence actually said it, you know, and said it the best out there. It's not that you're cocky, you're confident. And when you have good equipment under you and you have a good group of individuals and you feel that that motorcycle is going to go down the track every single lap and be fast, it lets me focus on my game. I had great lights all through elimination going, you know, 30, 31, teen, and then 20s. So to win out here, I believe you have to have good reaction times. And a good reaction time, I think it all starts with you got to be 30 or better, because if you leave the door open for anybody, you're gonna probably not have a winning time slip. So I felt if I was 30 or better, I would have been a hard bike to beat today. And that was my mentality going into this race. And after going through qualifying, I said, okay, just stay focused, hit the tree, and do your job.
Speaking of leaving the door open, your race against Matt Smith, probably maybe a little bit of a lucky round.
Yeah, I think we probably made a tune-up call that was the wrong direction, and it helped us go right into the final there and knew. You know, Andrew knew right away. He said, okay, these are changes we got to make. He sat down in the trailer and was focusing on the laptop and looking at the data the whole time. I kind of let him do his own thing. I don't even butt in, and I was outside working on my motorcycle. Matt was inside doing the clutch, and it was like it was a quick turnaround. I think we had somewhere around 40 minutes to get the bike back up into the lane. So a lot of things going on. I had to make some changes. I've been running left lane all day. It's my first time pretty much all weekend that I've had to be forced over into the right lane. And when we're dealing with a little bit of a crosswind here, that's it takes bike setup. And you know, the one thing that I can pride myself on with this motorcycle, I know where it needs to be going down the drag strip, and that gives me that extra confidence also.
Does your approach change at all from what it's been going into the countdown? I mean, I know it's been all kind of big overhaul, kind of leading up to this, and you've had, you know, a little bit of a cushion just because, you know, it's the regular season. Does it change at all?
Yeah, it does, because, you know, like you said, every race that we've gone to, we've had to make what I would call massive changes going into it, into our chassis department, and just changing a bunch of stuff. And then you got to get to the race and mess with your clutch, and then you're chasing the tune-up. Now that we have information, like I said, we'll probably do some testing, get some laps down the track with our stuff, get the clutch to where it needs to be, and then we can focus on racing and really on the tuning side of it, rather than chasing your tail every run, trying to figure out if you got the right setup or if it's even going to work. So I'm looking forward to it. I think this countdown this year is going to be killer with the amount of good motorcycles that all have the possibilities of winning a championship. I truly do believe that there's 8 guys, but I bet you Pomona is going to come down to a 4- or 5-way swing. I don't think this is going to be a blowout by any chance.
Congratulations, Eddie. Thank you.
Thanks, man.